Friday, July 31st, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Amy Witherden. Making headlines. African National Congress Secretary General Gwede Mantashe says that inequalities between those living in the first world part of the South African economy and those living in the underdeveloped part of the South African economy will remain a source of tension. Speaking at a Nelson Mandela Memorial Lecture Gala dinner, Mantashe said that the transformation of the South African economy remains a key challenge. The ANC has, however, started addressing this situation through legislation and policies. The party is painfully aware that most South Africans still live in severe poverty. The South African Department of International Relations and Cooperation made clear its position on the indictment of Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir yesterday. Departmental DG Ayanda Nsaluba says that South Africa, as a signatory to the International Criminal Court's founding Rome Statute, would be obliged to arrest al-Bashir if he visited South Africa. Nsaluba said that the African Union had lost the battle to have the arrest warrant for al-Bashir deferred on concerns of derailing the peace process in Sudan. However, Nsaluba said that the battle would continue to be fought, but within the confines of international commitments and South Africa's own constitutional mandate. Cape Judge President John Hlophe claims that he was subjected to a public lynching in the way the Constitutional Court handled a complaint against him, alleging attempts on his part to influence a judgment relating to President Jacob Zuma. Speaking at the Judicial Service Commission preliminary hearing into the matter, Hlophe said that he felt there were political motives behind the allegation. Hlophe earlier denied that he tried to influence Acting Judge Chris Jafta and Judge Besson Kabinde on a ruling on whether search and seizure warrants for Zuma's homes and his lawyer's offices were legal. Also making headlines, Cabinet calls for a ministerial review of car allowances for government officials. South African President Jacob Zuma accepts substantial damages for libel from the UK's Guardian newspaper. And US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is to encourage South Africa to pressure Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe into real democratic rule. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.